When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com. Money, 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 money.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Always fun to talk to our buddy Joe Ostrowski. He's got the info and he shares it with us and joins us now on the Aturo Hotline. Your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Joseph, how are you, buddy?
Morning, fellas. How you doing this morning?
Living the dream and really pumped up about the Bears maybe having a shot. You know, the Bears have a shot. They just got to beat all the teams they can't beat starting Sunday at Soldier Field. 3.5, it's down. Someone picked up half a point.
Yeah, Bears minus 20,000 to miss the playoffs. That's the latest legitimate number that is out there. They're backing the Bears early in the week, guys. This thing opened at around 4, and as you've been talking about, 3.5, but that is trending to 3. There are some books that already moved to 3. The juice is moving that way. And I think there are a few different things in play. There's been a lot of chatter about the Bears quitting. And it was evident on Sunday, okay, that's not the case. At least for this 1 week, they're not quitting. And this is one of those spots where you go against the Vikings, according to a lot of bettors, because they circle this one before the year starts. And the Bears have one of these spots later. Third straight road game. And it's in your division. You're favored by more than a field goal on the road. And so that's why this number is coming down a little bit. Okay, they're showing a little bit of fight. They're at home. Team they know. Let's back the underdog getting 3.5. And the interesting thing, the quirk in the schedule is in week 15, the Bears have their third straight road game, and it ends at the Vikings.
Interesting. Tough one, though. Tough one to look at. Joe, talk to me about last Friday night. Was your Netflix buffering correctly? And how much money did America spend on Mike Tyson and Jake Paul?
So frustrating. I know you guys with your schedule. By Friday night, you're just about dead to the world.
Mully was wired for it. I loved it every minute of it.
Stayed up for it. Loved it.
Yes. So you didn't have issues. I had issues.
I had issues.
I had issues. My brother in England had issues.
I was asleep.
My brother in Florida had issues. I mean, we had issues all over the country and the world.
David, I eventually fell asleep while I was trying to get my issues worked out. And then I woke up and I'm going online, like, who won the fight? Who won the fight? So I went into it thinking, okay, this is going to be a lot bigger than people are realizing. There were a lot of people laughing about it. You know, like, this thing's a joke. And maybe they were proven correct in the end. But the amount of people that I was hearing from, just that don't even watch sports. We got Tyson Paul. I've got an opinion. It's going to be Tyson by knockout in this round. Everybody had an opinion. So I figured, okay, this is going to be more popular than college football. Yeah, well, it's beyond that. Not only was it more popular than the Saturday games, it was more popular than the Sunday games. And I saw a bookmaker at Circa the other day. He said the handle, which means money bet on a fight. At Circa, it was more than some NFL playoff games. That's how big this fight was. It brought people back, nostalgia involved, like the 80s and 90s when the fight was a big event. The sports books were packed out in Vegas, but it was unreal the amount of money. And if they do this thing again, it's nowhere close. It was Paul minus 200. But if you do this thing again, what is it?
Joe, I saw threatened lawsuits. Because he said he carried the guy, right? He didn't want to hurt the guy. I saw people threatening lawsuits.
Because of that admission.
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It seemed like it was worked out. And I did talk to some bettors that were like, look, they got the bigger gloves, shorter rounds. This is what's going to happen. They want to put on some sort of a show. This thing's going to go the distance. And that's, you know, they were right. And it was Paul by a lot.
We'll let you go, Joe. Just in a one-word answer, Ohio State or Indiana, maybe two words.
We're up to 13.5. Went from 11.5 up to 13.5. I'm on Ohio State, but I think they could hang around.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
That's Joe Ostrowski. You're listening to Mully and Haw at Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.